They change date is 1/26/2013. Examinee's name is Tina Marie Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. They change date is 1/26/2013. Next paragraph is history of accident, sessions, and treatment. There are no medical records provided for my period, according to the information obtained from the examinee, comment on the conditions for which she has applied for statutory disability, include lower back pain, right shoulder pain, and left hip pain period. She states that she has had lower back pain for over 3 years, but she said x-rays and MRI after lower back, which showed it's depending on disc in a way per her report period. She said physical therapy is over period. She has complaints of right shoulder pain for over 2 years ago period. She said x-rays and MRI after right shoulder, which showed a rotator cuff tear period. She said a right rotator cuff physical repair in April of 2011 period. She has complaints of left hip pain for over 6 months period. She has not had x-rays or the MRI for hip period. She is doing physical therapy period. She denies any surgeries for the back conditions except for a shoulder period. Next paragraph, her present complaints, she complains of lower back pain, right shoulder pain, and left hip pain period. She states that she has sometimes some trouble sleeping and constant pain period. She does have numbness and tingling in her right hand and right lower extremity from her proximal thigh down to her feet and left foot period. She denies any use of any assistive handheld device period. Next paragraph, on physical examination, vital signs, height 5'7", weight 149 pounds, blood pressure 122/74. Next paragraph, general appearance, that the examinee was an adult, a female who's well developed, one nurse, and no distress, appropriate for her stage, her directory or to the examination. Once conducted with the door ajar to allow for the same gentleman medical shepherding. Next paragraph, upper extremities, please kind of face the template. There was no swelling atrophy at fusion point. There was a surgical scar along the right and the portion of her shoulder period. Please kind of face the template. Next paragraph, lower extremities, please kind of face the template. Last sentence, there was tetanus along the left ASIS. Compared. Next paragraph, cervical spine. Please kind of place the plate. Range of motion with decreased inflection, 40 degrees comma extension, 50 degrees comma rotation, 80 degrees, and side bending, 35 degrees bilateral. There was papillospasm and tenderness at the pericircle, and intramuscular musculature period. Next paragraph, thoracic spine. Please kind of place the plate. Next paragraph, lumbosacral spine. Please kind of place the plate. The range of motion was decreasing flexion to 40 degrees comma extension, 15 degrees comma rotation, 35 degrees comma and side bending 15 degrees bilateral. There was papillospasm and tenderness of the palatal musculature as well as the midline. All that is spinous process. Please kind of this template. Next paragraph. X-rays. I'm sorry, please go back to questions after a physical, clinical examination, x-rays of the chest and right shoulder were ordered period. Results were unavailable at time of the patient period. Next paragraph, findings and conclusions after a physical, clinical examination, and x-rays, I arrived at the following questions with reasonable degree of medical property period. The following are disclaimers called. Next paragraph, diagnosis per her report, lower back pain, right shoulder pain, and left hip pain per allegations, manic depression, anxiety, PTSD, bipolar, and right shoulder pain period. Next paragraph, a present findings, the current examination of Ms. Rogers has found that she has for range of motion after a long storm experience. She has a surgical scar along the right shoulder pier. She has tenders along the left ASIS pier. She has decreased range of motion after a cervical and lumbar cervical spine with tenders pier. There was no loss of sensation for the right upper lower extremity. She had a negative spine sling, straight leg raised the middle and left and right pair. No retention signs, one negative pair. She now required a handout to the right five mush pair. She had intact meningitis manipulation pair. Next paragraph, prognosis slash status. Her prognosis at distortion coma is fair pair. She appears to have had some treatment for orthopedic tensions coma. She continues to complain of pain to the various pair. Based on money upon her subjective reports coma, she will be limited from frequent turning and bending at the upper neck and lower back period. She would be able to have full overhead use of her upper extremity period. She would be able to walk, stand, sit for a reasonable amount of time with finger rest period. She does have full functionality of left and right hand period. Next person, Sally, Hong Kong, Scotland, Commander, and additional. Thank you.